You are waiting nervously, wondering if she'll show up, if you've read her right. But there she is. There's a quiet knock, and you peek through the side light of a door. A curvaceous silhouette resolves into the sweet figure of a 12-year-old Callie. She's standing outside alone, as promised. You quickly let her in. And then she is standing in the foyer, smiling at you from under her thick red-brown hair. It's one of those warm but windy fall days, and she's wearing a tailored, puffy down jacket. Her athletic legs are clad in black leggings, and her ankles are bare above simple slip-on shoes. She unsnaps the jacket. As her coat falls open, you admire her blossoming figure. She's wearing a snug sweater that's low cut in the front. Her breasts are round and full for a girl her age, showing their inner curves in the sweater's open neck. And her hips are wide and shapely, but her face is tender, youthful, and glowing with happiness as she watches you consume her with your eyes. You suddenly realize that she wore that sweater to show off her delicate cleavage, because she knew it would get you excited. The warm air near her chest, freed from the coat, floats around you. Her aroma is transporting and delicious. She smells like apples and fresh, clean skin and a tiny hint of musky sweat. You can't help yourself. You reach out and pull her towards you. She falls into your arms, nearly the shape of a grown-up, but still light of touch and tentative. Still a girl. The top of her head nestles under your chin, and you take a deep breath of her scent. You eagerly crush her in your arms, feeling her squeeze you back hard, sighing happily. You slip your hands up and down her back, and then you boldly drop them to her ash cheeks. You are instantly hard as you feel the soft, pliable curves of a 12-year-old girl's bottom for the first time. You sink your fingers into the crease where her ass and her thighs meet and stroke gently back and forth, kneading and pressing the flesh. Your cock is thick and hard and pressing into her lower belly. You're sure she can feel it. You wonder if she really knows what it is, if she can imagine that soon it will be inside of her, filling her tween cunt with your hot, thick cum. But for now, you hold her, caressing her perfect bottom and her shapely arms, her warm back and her silky hair. And you can feel her breasts pushing against you, shifting softly as she breathes. She asks if you're going to kiss her. You do. You press your lips to hers. Her breath sighs out over your cheek. And you open your eyes to see her face before you. Smooth forehead and sweet little ears. Skin glowing with heat. Her mouth is full and hot, and at first she puckers awkwardly. But soon, your insistent kissing makes her relax, and she kisses you back passionately. Her mouth opens, her tongue finding yours, her taste salty and meaty and youthful. You are seized with the need to see her naked. And your hands slip back down to her bottom. Then with your thumbs, you grab and pull down her leggings and her panties all at once. With a shiver of excitement, your fingers find the bare skin of her ash cheeks. Raking your nails over the delicate globes as you pull her clothing down. She kisses you harder and makes a mewling sound like a kitten, a sound which rises as you move one hand around to her front and for the first time feel the soft, fresh hairs which cover her mound. With one finger, you find her opening and probing further the springy, slick flesh of her labia. You rub her, gently, slowly, barely dipping your finger inside into her softening wetness, knowing that your eager dick will be the next thing she feels penetrate her. You push her clothing down with one hand and then one foot, bearing her legs down to her ankles. Breaking the kiss, you go down on one knee in front of Callie, gazing at her bared crotch as you lift her legs out of the black leggings and toss aside her shoes. You caress the curves of first one bare foot, then the other, while you lean in and inhale the smell of her virgin canal, which yawns open, pink and intimate, as her smooth thighs part. Now you stand again. Callie is nervously smiling, embarrassed at being half naked in front of her older neighbor. You lay a hand on her cheek and kiss her again. She kisses you back with bashful, cute little pecks. Half naked, you think, isn't enough. You reach under her snug sweater. Her flanks are juicy and plump, and you lift the sweater away from her body, revealing her creamy skin. Her belly has the roundness of her youth. Her belly button a dark divot in the smooth curve of her front. The sweater rises above her breast, and you see that she is wearing last year's bra. Too small, but perfect to push up her fat little tits into tempting mounds. It's a sports bra with no snap. She gazes into your eyes as she drops the sweater, and your hands grab the hem of the bra. You lift it toward her armpits, freeing her tween breast. They bounce as they are freed. Her nipples are hard and pinkish red, domes on top of the gently swaying globes. Her skin's texture draws you in, the roughness around her nipples becoming smooth on the tip and grading to goose pimply curves which merge with her chest. Your trembling hand reach up to Callie's chest, and your fingertips sink into the pliant, vagrant flesh of her ample tits. Her skin is hot and flushed. The 12-year-old's breasts rise and fall with her excited breathing. You step back and take in the sight before you. Callie, naked, not yet a teen, but already well developed, blushing under your ravenous gaze. Her eyes drop to the solid bulge below your waist, and her expression betrays only a little surprise, only a little fear. Mostly, Callie is excited. You can smell her arousal, as real as your own. Reaching down, you lock your hands under her round rear and lift her into you. She squeals as her feet leave the ground, her warm weight falling forward. She looks at you in surprise, and you smile at the naked tween. Her happy, beautiful face inches from your own. One more brief, hot, tight kiss thick with her delicate fragrance, and she leans her head against your shoulder as you start walking down the hall to your bedroom. It's time to fuck her. Her body is heavy and solid in your arms, but pillowy and yielding too. Once at the bed, you lift the naked girl and throw her backward. She lands on her bare ass and bounces on the bed, laughing, breasts jiggling, wiggling her cute little toes in anticipation. Her thighs fall open, and there before you is her vulnerable preteen cunt. The lips are plump and pink, shiny with precocious moisture. The room fills with the fruity musk of youthful desire. Her labia are visible. You notice that her pubes are a darker brown than her hair, denser and fluffier. You make a motion with your finger, and Callie obediently rolls over, resting on her belly with the soles of her feet in front of you. Now you can feast on the side of her delectable ass, the perfect curves twitching as she adjusts her position on the bed. Between her legs, you can see the shadowed split of her cunt. Reaching forward, you grab her ankles and pull her legs slightly apart. Her vagina is visible as a widening between the halves of her mound, the flesh within pinker and wetter and hairless compared to her skin. Her tight anal opening winks at you, something to explore later. She turns her head and peeks back over her shoulder. Her eyes are almost hidden by the fall of her hair. An incredibly sexy sight, 12 years old or no. You begin to remove your own clothing. Quickly, you strip, letting your boxers drop to the floor, which frees your hungry, turgid cock. It sticks straight out toward her rear, begging to be shoved home in this young girl's virgin hole. Callie's eyes go wide as she takes in the sight of your thick, rock-hard shaft. And for the first time, she looks a little scared, as if she can't believe it'll fit inside of her, as if she's suddenly worrying that 12 really isn't old enough to be fucked. Too late for that, you think. You'll fucking make your dick fit in her, even if it takes a solid hour of you pounding that hot tween pussy. You climb on the bed and lay atop Callie, your engorged cock sinking into the pliable, sweet meat of her tender ass. With your mouth, you plant kisses up and down the girl's bare back and neck, where her skin tastes salty. You roughly lick it. Callie locks her hands together on the mattress just above her head. She twitches and shifts against you, purring happily, loving the kisses and caresses and the weight pushing her into the bed. You slide your hands around to her front. In each palm, you take a tender breast, cupping their incomparable softness, trapping the tips of her young nipples between your fingers. You squeeze firmly and Callie shudders as her tween mind overflows with lusty sensations. Once again, you marvel that Callie has so willingly given herself to you, that it wasn't really hard to get her here, that her desires are maturing early, just like her body. Your hands caress and massage her. Her breasts are perfect and fit neatly in your hands, their warm, pliable weight pillowing through your fingers. But her preteen tits are all you've lusted after. You've also wanted to touch her thighs, her feet, her shoulders, the hollow of her throat. And now you can indulge in fondling her innocent flesh, your fingertips moving constantly. You never felt anything like Callie's body. Hot, and pliable, and tender and smooth. Only 12 years old, but so much to feel and taste and explore. You lift yourself off of her, and once again, Callie gives you that sexy, over-the-shoulder look. What now? You tell her to roll over, and obediently she does. But you stop her when she's on her side, facing away from you. Her ass is tempting and juicy right in front of you. But you reach down and lift her upper leg, and there in front of you is her unplumbed pussy, opening to your hungry gaze as you lift Callie's leg higher and then bend it at the knee. The ample bulge of her uppermost ass cheek closes her crack, hiding her anus, but the opening of her canal is clearly visible. Soft pubic hair, firm mound, and wet labia. You lick your lips. Resting your cheek on Callie's bare thigh, you get into position bare inches from her tween crotch. Her cunt looms right in front of you. You are so close, you can see the fine hairs on her legs and her ass cheeks and around the opening to her womb and see, yes, a bulge in her labia right where the girl's clit should be. With one finger, you reach up and gently caress the spot, and you are rewarded by a girlish moan, her hips twisting as she simultaneously tries to pull away from the intimate touch and push harder into it. The delicate, untouched flesh bows under your probing finger, audibly squelching with the dampness of Callie's thickening lube. What a sight. You soak in the view of a tween cunt for as long as you can, but soon the sight and the smell of the girl's sex organs draw you closer. You lick your lips again, and you slide one cheek along her hot, smooth thigh until your mouth finds her pussy lips. Your lips and tongue press into Callie's crotch, and you taste the precocious sexual juices of a 12-year-old girl. The touch is intoxicating. You stick your tongue inside Callie, lapping up the girl's moisture and producing more as she pants and squirms and tenses and sighs, her hands gripping the bedsheets, her toes curling, the sole of one super soft foot rubbing against your bare back. And you gently nibble and bite and suck the girl's cunt, which produces even more slick dampness. Her walls are relaxing, and Callie's body is preparing to accept your raging cock and receive a massive load of your thick cum. Your dick is pulsing eagerly under you. With a little rubbing against the mattress, you could blow a load right here with your mouth on a 12-year-old girl's pussy, which would be nice, but you can do better. Coming on the bed would be such a waste. No, you need to get your cum inside, Callie. You grip her leg and firmly lift it, putting the girl on her back, pulling out her ankle so the limbs are spread wide. Now you move upward, your knee between hers, your penis pointing right at her slit. Your hands grip Callie's upper arms, with your palms in her sparsely furred armpit. You pull her towards you until her face is below yours, her bare chest and round breasts heaving with excited breaths. Looking into her eyes, you twist your waist and feel the first electric contact between the tip of your hard cock and the sweet softness of her tween puss. Callie's eyes go wide as she feels you slowly splitting her open, but she is smiling eagerly. Now, you take one of Callie's hands. Sweetly, she meshes your fingers with her own, plump lips smiling. She's so innocent and affectionate, and so perfectly, deliciously fuckable. Holding her hand feels wonderful with her sweet, scented, nude tween body below you pressed against yours. But you want her hand elsewhere. You bring her hand down toward her slit, pressing your palm to touch the side of your well-lubricated rod. Her fingers tighten reflexively as your dick lands in her hand and you wrap her dark, strong fingers around her delicate, pale ones. Together, you bring the dripping end of your penis to her slick, hot opening. She rocks her hips, whimpering as her preteen sex presses against your eager tip. You spread her cunt lips open and then smoothly push forward. Her moist tissues fold over you. You penetrate Callie. You lean close and press your lips to those of the 12-year-old girl you were fucking. She kisses you back, mouth just open, breath coming hot and fast. The smell of her sweat and her arousal pours off her naked skin. She rotates her hips again, the perfect globes of her ass cheeks rolling on the bed, and that lets your hard cock slowly slide deeper into her pulsing tunnel. Her body eagerly welcomes you. At some animal, instinctive level, she wants you. She wants you to fuck her hard, to penetrate her and come inside of her, to leave hot sperm in her fertile womb, to satisfy her function as a female, as a healthy young girl, to conceive. Callie's legs spread wide, one slippery hand still gripping your dick, and the other wrapped around the muscle of your shoulder. You rock together, your entire body flaring with the exquisite pleasure of being inside this sweet girl. You push, you withdraw a little, making Callie whimper. Misunderstanding, she breaks your kiss.
No, no, she begs. Don't stop. Don't go.
But a moment later, you thrust forward again, and Callie sighs, eyes pressed shut. Then you pull back and once again thrust forward. Callie realizes what you are doing and nods her head vigorously, lightly rubbing the base of your rod with her cute fingertips. In and out you drive, a little deeper each time, her cunt walls rippling and squeezing, slippery and hot. Your pre-cum and her vaginal juices have mixed into a thick layer of lubrication, thick enough that you can hear the wet squelch of your bodies melding as the two of you mate. The thrusting and pulling goes on and on and on, and the girl's tunnel accepts more and more of you until you can feel the base of your ferocious organ bump up against her furred mound. Now, there is no more room for Callie's fingers, and the 12-year-old manages to move her hand to your side. Her little fingers delicately trip up and down your skin, and your crotch meets Callie's, her soft pubic hair mashing into a sweaty tangle. You have managed to bury your full length inside of her. Her insides are being stretched as you test the capacity of her young vagina. Her body flattened by your weight, her breast pressed to fatty disc. Your chest lands heavily on her when you bottom out on each thrust. You must be making it difficult for the girl to breathe, but there is no sign that she wants you to stop. So why not fuck her harder? Now you rear back and drive forward savagely, lancing hard into the young tween's piping hot sex. Her eyes squeeze shut as you do it, and Callie lets out a slightly panicked cry each time the tip of your dick bottoms out in her preteen pussy, and her body jerks in shock and surprise, but she pushes back with each stroke, wanting more, begging for more. You've never felt this, the combination of delicate young body and delirious joyful lust. You've never been this hard while in a girl this soft. And now you really begin to pound her. You feel her so tightly that her ass lifts from the bed with each drawing back, and she is pushed back up to the bed with each gut-squeezing thrust. On one withdrawal, you slip a hand under her ass and grin as her bubble butt lands on your outstretched palm with a sweaty smack. Her voice is rising to a squeak. You thrust as deep as you can, feeling her inside stretch, perhaps to the point of pain. But clearly, Callie is now just a single building wave of orgasmic joy. At 12, she is about to have her first cum via sexual intercourse, and you are about to come deep within her. The squelching of your union is louder now, as is the solid slap of your hips meeting and the girl's rapid breathing, and you pound and pound and pound her juicy cunt, letting your full weight fall on your 12-year-old lover each time. And then Callie makes a different noise, a single, drawn-out note, like a singer reaching for a killer note in a solo. But this is a duet, so you let go to humming and harmony as an orgasm explodes across Callie's entire body. Her toes twirl, her thighs shiver, and her face and chest flush, her freckles disappearing, and you feel her inside shake and spasm as her first ever true orgasm hits, contractions inside her pulling her eager uterus down to receive the gift of your sperm. And a second later, you feel the visceral tingle spread. You're coming too, unwise to becoming unprotected in the fertile canal of a 12-year-old. Unwise, but you want nothing in the universe more than you want this. So you push deeper than ever, pressing the girl's hips down, lowering your face to the side of Callie's head, tonguing her ear and inhaling the heady aroma of her face and neck as you finally triumphantly explode inside of her. Wave after wave of steaming hot jizz rockets out of of you and into her most intimate depths. You can feel your turgid cock pulsing hard inside her quivering pussy walls, and you rub against her, her plump breasts sliding across your chest, her legs wrapped around you and holding you in as her body reacts of its own accord to ensure the successful delivery of your raw genetic material. Her young womb craves and accepts the millions of sperm you are spewing inside of her, and she is well on her way to becoming the host of the next generation, part you, part Kali. Your pulse roars in your ears as you impregnate a preteen, and as the surge of lust washes over both of you and slowly, slowly recedes, Kali pants rapidly, her voice a breathy whisper, and she hunts for your mouth with her own, and the two of you kiss, Kali whimpering with joy, post-coital aftershocks making her body quiver, and your orgasm was huge, huge and intense, in a way you've never felt, and she's overwhelmed too. The girl kisses you passionately and tightly with her sweet little lips, her little tongue dancing against your own, the heady taste of her skin and her flesh saliva is the raw flavor of defiled innocence. With her entire body, she clings to you, seeking assurance that you felt what she felt. That she is your lover and not just your mate. You are still buried inside of her, her pussy so tight and hot that even after coming, you stretch the girl's tween cunt to bursting. You run your hands up and down her body, finding every curve and probing every hollow from the overhang of her sweet ass to the pit of her throat, to the depth of her belly button, to the slick, soft curves of her breast. She purrs at every touch, every insatiable touch. You breathe deeply into her silky hair, noting a new perfume coming from her now, an awakened desire to be fucked, a need for physical intimacy, a surrender to the feeling of orgasm. She now knows what sex is like, and there's no going back. Nor is there going back from what the two of you have just done. You just screwed an underage girl with no protection at all. You fucked her bareback and released your sperm inside of her sex. You have filled a fertile 12-year-old with potent cum. There is nothing between her and the inevitable continuation of life. You roll Kali onto her side without pulling out of her. The kiss lingers. It turns into gentle, suddenly childlike and awkward pecks. And then with a sigh, the naked young girl in your arms pulls back to smile at you. Her bare breasts heave in a deep sigh. "I love that," she says. "That was amazing." You ask if it hurt. "It did hurt, but..." Kali looks confused and smiles again. "Even the hurting was good. Does that make sense?" She is sexy and soft in your arms and dripping with perspiration, and her crotch is slippery with your cum. But her quavering uncertainty is so clearly that of a seventh grader that you can't help but try to reassure her. You tell her that it makes perfect sense. Kali blushes, bringing her forehead shyly down to your chest.
I think I like fucking.
You touch her cheek. You tell her that you liked it too, loved it.
You came inside of me, she says. I felt it.
You say, yes, you did.
Did you knock me up? She asks.
You shrug and say, maybe. Callie places a delicate hand on your chest. The softness of the fingers reminds you how young she is, still in middle school.
I want to do it again, she says.
She has 2 hours before her mom and dad expect her home.
I want to do it again and again. Can we?
You reassure her that there is definitely time for at least one more really good round of fucking. But first, both of you will have to rest. Reluctantly, making the girl shiver, you pull out a Callie. You look down to see a trickle of cum running out from her fuzzy, plump mound and down her leg. Not much, though. Most of it is still inside her. Good. Now, you roll her away from you on the bed so her sweet ass is facing you. The flesh is reddened and mottled from being pounded into the bedclothes, and you slot your softened cock into the intimate space where her rear meets her thighs, just below her freshly fucked hole. The skin is yielding and damp with your mutual juices. You pull her close, wrapping your arms around her, feeling a gentle delight when your hands come up to grip yours, her fingers searching for the tightest possible hold. She draws her arms in, and you feel the heft of her breast flow over your wrist and forearms. Her fingers caress your own, affectionately. Callie wiggles backward, and the two of you spoon comfortably for a nap. Just a short nap before your next bout of lovemaking. You have exhausted her. The girl drops off to sleep, her head resting comfortably on your shoulder, her chest rising and falling with each breath, her legs entwined with yours, slowly relax. You feel her muscles loosen, and as her body goes slack against your own, you adjust your position slightly. You feel the girl's weight roll against you. You don't want to fall asleep. That could be disastrous. Instead, you hold Callie close, gently caressing every part of her that you can reach. You find yourself slipping into a half-asleep state. You imagine, dreamily, when you will be ready to make love to her again. And the feel of her unconscious body against yours causes a fantasy to spool out of your imagination. A very different fantasy than the one that brought Callie here to you. A fantasy that, nevertheless, is so vivid and so arousing. It makes your pulse race and your cock begin to harden long before it should be ready to do so. That you are really holding Callie, naked, warm, sweaty, helpless, cum-filled, and freshly fucked 12-year-old Callie in your arms, only makes the half-dream all the more vivid. You are fully charged again, rock hard, deep inside her, and pounding savagely into Callie's tween pussy. This time, you have taken her from behind, and with each thrust, her ass ripples as you smack against it. You have one hand over her mouth, Callie's eyes are closed, her mouth open behind your fingers, her voice a series of high-pitched grunts as she receives her second pussy thrashing. And from the end table, from under the items which you had used to hide it, you pull a freshly sharpened carving knife. You had stashed it within reach of the bed, hoping that Callie would take you up on your offer of sex, that she would trust you and let you into her hot, intimate spaces, that she would never think of you as someone who would hurt her, that she wouldn't think you would do anything other than make her happy. Yes, you have made her happy, but now it's time for the rest of the plan. She never sees it coming. You shove the knife into her back, the skin parting neatly. She jerks and writhes under you, her cunt spasming around your bulging cock, her arms and legs going rigid with shock. You sink the knife into the hilt, and you quickly peek around her front to see the tip pushing out the skin of her breast. You violently draw the knife side to side, slicing through the girl's lungs. Through your fingers, blood wells up from the depths of her throat, hot and red, spilling onto the bed covers. It runs down her front and drips from her hardened nipples. You pull out the knife, and Callie tries to take a breath in through her ruined chest, but a moment later, she attempts futilely to scream as you drive the tip into her abdomen. You can feel her organs parting as the blade slices in, her soft liver and her stringy intestines and her rubbery stomach give way as you violently shred them. You stab her again and again, all the time pounding your raging cock into her sweet pussy with your dick so far inside of her, you can feel her insides being pulled this way and that by the knife thrust, the motion wonderful and brutal as the walls slide around your cock. And this young girl begins to spasm as you drive the knife a tenth time just below her shoulder. You remove your hand from her bloodied mouth, and Callie is too weak to scream or cry or struggle anymore. The savage 12-year-old sags against your hard hand, and you thrust your dick into her over and over, feeling her breathing fade. As she weakens, you feel the tingle spread from your balls up your shaft and into the expiring girl. And as Callie struggles and sputters, you explode deep within her with a surge of thick, white cum. It fills the girl's cunt and gushes back out, mixing with a trickle of bloody urine. And you can tell she knows you came. What little life is left in her produces a whimper as she feels your ejaculation spew deep into her intimate depths. As your rod pulses and pumps inside of her, you grip her slender neck with one hand, falling on top her with your weight on your elbow, and bring the blade around to her front. With your fingers made slippery with tween girl blood, you lift one lovely breast out of the way and plunge the knife deep into her chest from the front. Tears stream from Callie's eyes. You were just making love to her now. She can't believe you're killing her. She can't believe that she feels the edge of an orgasm just as she feels her life ebbing away. You lean in close to her ear to whisper. You can see from her panic that she hears you. And you tell her, you tell Callie that her body will never be found because you're going to eat her. All there will be is a few scraps and lots of shit. Fully digested girl. You slice the knife across the base of her breast. Yellow fat oozes out over your hand. And Callie twists under you, you, her bare, blood-slicked ass sliding softly across your belly, and slowly she sinks to the surface of the bed, the long blade still inside her, and you let your weight fall, resting on the 12-year-old girl you have just brutally murdered. And so you feel it as her last breath is driven away from her body. You rest. Callie's limp body is still warm beneath you. Her eyes are closed. Her mouth is open, as if she is in the midst of a spectacular orgasm. Your dick is still inside of her. The girl's torso is spilling slick guts onto the bed sheets, and fluids drip from her cheeks and nose. You roughly pull the knife out of her chest, and it's incredibly arousing how there is no response from the naked girl, not the slightest motion. You prod her shoulder blades, and her flaccid body rocks on the mattress. You want more of that. You position the tip of the gore-covered knife beside her spine and slowly push it in, carving a path into her like cutting into a steak or a chicken. Callie doesn't move. She simply lies there, so much fresh, slaughtered meat. You lift yourself on both elbows now, your softening cock in her lifeless pussy. With the knife, you slice along her arms and behind her ears. You lift her and cut a coin of the girl's warm flesh free from her breast. Take another slice from her smooth shoulder. Take a piece from the tip of her tongue. You pop all three pieces in your mouth, chew them, and swallow. Your first taste of Callie's food. She's delicious. With a sigh, you withdraw from the girl's cunt and gaze down at the messy ruin of her freshly fucked body, sexy and gory at once. You think about washing up, but no, you have work to do. Messy work. Might as well get it done and wash up after. You open a drawer and pull out several more knives. Then lay your naked body on top of her again, holding and caressing the slowly cooling girl for a minute before pulling back and bringing the knives to bear. With them, you butcher 12-year-old Callie, slicing thick slabs of meat from her thighs, carving through her ass cheeks, cutting free the offal from her abdomen, to free up the delicious ribs and tenderloin. Her labia are cut free and her unused uterus pulled out through a ragged hole cut in her hips. You avert her muscular cunt so you can wash off the sperm. You slice off her breasts and leave them on the side. The dark muscle of her neck and the meat of her arms you dice and collect in a pile. Callie's meat fits in several large containers. Her hands and feet you scrub clean before cutting them off and putting them in a slow cooker to simmer for a stew. You keep her kidneys, thinking you like to try making a Callie steak and kidney pie. And the fatty tissue of her breasts and ass you keep to render down for a buttery spread. As you chopped and prepared the young girl, slicing through her body and removing the parts you wish to consume, you have left her head and face largely intact. Now, gripping her red-brown hair, you lift the upper half of her bloody, butchered remains and plant a lingering kiss on Callie's young lips. A thank you for providing both a few hours of great sex and several months worth of delectable meat. Then you wrap the ragged scraps of Callie, her head and her messy bones and her gelatinous connective tissue, in a waterproof tarp. You will use it to feed the neighborhood dogs and cats and save some for the wild animals which frequent the woods nearby. The best parts? You'll eat yourself. You decide to start with a pulled Cali meat barbecue sandwich for dinner, made from her neck and her tenderloin. Your first of many meals made from the well-developed body of a lovely 12-year-old girl. You take out a frying pan as her voice calls out to you from the other side.
"Hey," you hear Callie say, "did you fall asleep?"
You did. The half dream is receding. The mental image of Callie's glistening, butchered corpse resolving into reality of the lovely and warm body in your arms. She is peering back at you, eyes bright and laughing.
"Your heart again,"
Callie says with a smile. You are. Brutally violent or not, the fantasy did its job. Your dick is ramrod straight between her thighs, emerging out the other side. You feel Callie's fingertips brush the swollen head, and she starts as your penis twitches at the touch. Callie looks curious.
"You were asleep, and you still got hard?" she says. "What were you dreaming about?"
You say. "Is true enough." Callie's smile gets broader and she blushes.
"I still have 25 minutes, she says shyly. "Can we have sex again?"
"Yes," you say. And because the dream gave you at least one good idea, you add. From behind this time. Callie kisses you and lets you take her once more. For the second time, you pound her until you unleash a torrent of hot seed in her womb, and it ends with kisses. There isn't really a knife to the bed, so Callie escapes slaughter. As you again lie with your arms around the sweet young girl, her scent all around you, and her naked skin pressed against yours, you realize you'd rather make her conceive then make her into a stew. So you resolve that the two of you will fuck whenever you can. Callie, her sexual lust for cock, freshly awakened, is happy to indulge. And so, over the following weeks, you have sex with her on her knees, doggy style, with her soft body lying on top of yours. With her in your lap, in a chair, on the bed, on the couch, in her mom's home office, under hot water in your shower, in your bathtub, in her own frilly, blush pink little girl bed, eating her out among the childhood dolls and cute emoji pillows. Bent over the kitchen counter with her pert breast swinging as you drive your dick into her puss. Once you even chase her down in the woods in the dead of night and rape her in a gully filled with fallen leaves, leaving her clothes torn to tatters at the foot of a dead tree. The next night, you do it again, this time roughly, holding her head back above the leaves by a fistful of hair while you pile drive her from behind. She loves it. Then, for a change of pace, in the warm comfort of your bedroom, you have a gentle, hours-long session of lovemaking. You worship every square inch of her. With your mouth, you suck greedily on her hot little hole. You dampen her tender preteen ass with sloppy kisses. With gentle breath across her breast, you make her gasp, her nipples hardening. You let her lick and nibble on your fingers, then delicately rim her asshole with one damp thumb. You move your rod and long, slow, powerful strokes in and out of her well-exercised 12-year-old cunt. You coax orgasm after orgasm from her sweet young body until she's nearly crying with pleasure in her high-pitched, trembling sigh when she feels you blow your load inside of her, makes your own cum even more intense. By the end of your time together that night, you almost have to carry her home. You come in her 10, 20, 30 times, and not once do you use birth control. 2 months later, Callie is pregnant. Your sperm have fulfilled their function. Callie is carrying your baby. A few months after that, you learn it's two babies. Callie is going to have twins. By 5 months in, her breasts are noticeably heavier, her nipples darker, and her belly is huge. She still wants sex, as it helps her relax. So, as she swells with your children, you fuck her whenever you can. The due date is a week before her 13th birthday. You can't wait. So you can get your start on babies number 3 and 4.